It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, and as we're kicking off this afternoon drive time, a lot to get to. We'll tell you all about it. It's breaking news, what it means, why it matters right now.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Before we're done, Michael Riedel is back from vacation. He will join us to talk about what's on the town. We'll also speak with the Fox Business Network's Melissa Francis as we go inside the Trump economic scene. And starting us off, Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno on all things related to the governor's race in that great state. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if it was the morning guy, Joe Piscopo at AM 97, The Answer, he'd be talking about the 50,000 blowtorch watts of whatever we have. Yeah, we're glad you're with us. Welcome, even on a rainy Friday, where we check in right now. We dip in to a diner, a local diner. It's so appropriate that we're doing this interview under these circumstances. She got a little rain on the itinerary, so to pull over and to do the interview right, they got her into a local diner somewhere in New Jersey. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thank you, Kevin. We are at exit 105 and the All Seasons Diner.
I wanted you to make sure you give them a big plug because we're grateful that they're letting you hold up there while you talk to us.
Yeah, we're holding up a table, but it's crowded here because there's nothing to do with the beach today. So.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very, you know, it was a great week all week long to get in the water, and today it just was the opposite. You wanted to stay inside as much as possible. But you're not staying inside. You're out there talking to people, and you're talking to people every single day, and you're talking to them about things like the taxes that they're under, and then you're seeing Phil Murphy with tax return issues. Talk to us about the contrast that you see between those two ends of the spectrum.
Well, you know, this week I released my tax returns. Everybody can go online and pull up all 7 years of my tax returns. And I tried to find Phil Murphy's tax returns online. They're not anywhere to be found. And, last year he did a little show up for reporters so that they could see that Phil Murphy had tax returns. But he wouldn't let you copy the tax returns. He wouldn't let you – he certainly didn't post them online. Shows Phil Murphy made $7 million last year and didn't work a day. And so the contrast, Kevin, is really quite simple. I was in Egg Harbor Township yesterday at the food bank, and I talked to a woman by the name of Rowena, and she came up to me in tears, and she said, I'm working two jobs. My husband is working two jobs, and I am shopping for this month's food at the South Jersey food bank. She was in tears as she pulled out of her pocket, Kevin, a picture of her daughter, her oldest daughter, who's a United States Marine serving her country in San Diego. And that woman can't make ends meet, but Phil Murphy made $7 million last year and didn't work a day, meaning his 23 years at Goldman Sachs have paid off in spades. And you know, that's the real dichotomy between my campaign and his campaign. My campaign's about Main Street and the problems that working people face every day in New Jersey. That poor woman who literally has to shop for food even though she's working two jobs.
Well, it wasn't his advice to people that weren't getting by was just to earn more? Wasn't that the advice he gave to New Jerseyans that couldn't quite, you know, get by?
He said, you know, property tax relief in New Jersey is the number one problem we all face. If you ask anyone in New Jersey, it's property taxes. I have a plan for it. You can go look at it online, but the plan basically gives at least $1,000 of relief to every single person who pays more than 5% of their household income for property taxes. Phil Murphy's plan it's almost embarrassing to say, Phil Murphy's plan, Kevin, is to make more money. That's it. He thinks that the way New Jerseyans can lower their property taxes is to make more money. Well, somebody should tell Rowena at the South Jersey Food Bank yesterday, who tearfully came up to me and said, I can't work any harder than I already am. I'm already working two jobs. That the way she can lower her property taxes and keep a roof over her head and food on her table is to make more money, because that is callous, insensitive, and totally out of touch with the people of New Jersey.
Well, and it's one of the reasons why you've thrown your hat in. You said, hey, try me out. If I go there and I don't do what I say, I won't even run for re-election. But if I go there and I lower the taxes, what do you have to lose? And this is the argument that I find myself having with philosophical liberals that say that, you know, bigger government and more taxes are always the solution. Eventually, you do run out of other people's money. That's what Maggie Thatcher said all those years ago, and it's really true. And if Phil Murphy is approaching the fiscal issues in the state of New Jersey by, well, we'll just get more of it from the public, I mean, you're already the most taxed country in the nation, Lieutenant Governor.
Yes. He's promised about $50 billion of additional spending. $50 billion. With a B, dollars in additional spending. He has said yes to everyone. And I just can't imagine how much we have to raise taxes on everyone to pay for that. You know, he says, oh, I'm going to raise taxes on the millionaires. Well, the millionaires can afford to move out of New Jersey. And the last time we had a Goldman Sachs millionaire governor, they did. And unemployment went up to 10%. That would be John Corzine. We can't afford another John Corzine in New Jersey. We just can't.
I'm going to talk to Melissa Francis from the Fox Business Network in the next segment. And I was speaking with her a couple of days ago, and she said, Kevin, in these types of times, it becomes really clear what a lot of us are doing. We're becoming single-issue voters. And she said in the presidential election, you saw it around the idea of the economy. A lot of people said, I just want the person that's going to address the economic and jobs issue. I think the state of New Jersey is in kind of a parallel universe to where the nation was last fall, because you've done a good job of bringing jobs back. But if people can't live near where they work, Governor, eventually the state's going to do what California did, and that is all the big companies are going to leave, and they're going to go places where it's more convenient to do business, and they can have people live nearby and not have huge travel times and everything else.
Yeah, we don't even have to go as far as California. Just take a look at what's going on in Connecticut. Even the governor there said he couldn't afford to raise taxes anymore. It just wasn't working. That's why GE left, because these companies have choices. And they're going to move to lower cost states. And not only are they going to, they are. We saw it happening in New Jersey before 2009 when we were elected. We lost $60 billion worth of wealth out of the state of New Jersey. We had 117,000 private sector jobs flee New Jersey the year we were elected. It's not like it's a guessing game. We know what will happen. I just had a conversation with a guy who I was trying to convince to jump on the team, and I said, you know, you have a choice. You can move. And he said, yes, and I will if Phil Murphy's elected. And that's, to me, not an option. It's not an option. I had all three of my kids here. I want all three of my kids to have their grandchildren here. I'm not willing to give up on the state of New Jersey, and I hope the people of New Jersey are not willing to give up. And to elect a governor who has promised to raise our taxes is to do just that. We can't afford it. These are all pocketbook issues. I think my polling shows, and I think talking to my neighbors shows, that people are going to vote their pocketbooks in the fall. And as soon as they start to pay attention to this election, they're going to see they have a very clear choice, Kevin. Higher taxes, or somebody really, you know, goes to the food bank and talks to people who are in tears.
Because our senior vice president here at Salem has done a bunch of research on radio talk radio audiences across the country. And one of the overriding issue that that more people are now engaged in than they've ever been before, even though they are anticipating optimism coming from the top, you know, in the White House, that the economy is going to improve. The bottom line issue for most voters is still job creation, tax reform, the ability to pay their bills, the ability to pay their mortgage, their ability to survive. And if it's not about jobs and if it's not about, you know, lowering taxes, it's you're just on the wrong end of where politics is headed if you have any other solution to that. And so I don't even think from a political standpoint it's wise for him to be bragging about it at this stage. But, Governor, if that's what he wants to do, that just benefits you.
Well, it's not benefiting me. It's going to hurt everybody. I mean, I'm not running because I've woke up every morning in my entire life saying I want to be the governor of the state of New Jersey or the lieutenant governor. I practiced law for 35 years. I got a chance to help people. That's what I'm going to do. And if it means calling attention to what is going on in Trenton, I will do that. If it means going against my own boss, I'll have to do that.
And fair enough. Governor, the music means we're out of time, but always grateful for checking in. And thank the diner for us for giving you a safe harbor in the storm. It's Kevin McCullough.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good afternoon. A lot of delays in New Jersey. 17 southbound on Hollywood Avenue. A crash here in Hohokus knocks out two lanes. Traffic is stopped from Sheridan Avenue. Garden State Parkway southbound from the Essex Tolls to the on-ramp. You've got delays. Turnpike northbound from Interchange 14 to 15. You've got traffic at a standstill. 22 in Newark. Bumper-to-bumper delays westbound from Bevingheisen Avenue to Fairway Drive. And then you've got very heavy volume building at your crossings. The George still okay inbound on the upper deck. 5 to 10 minutes. Lower level 10 to 15. Outbound George are in good shape. Lincoln Tunnel, those delays have skyrocketed from 45 minutes to an hour on the inbound side. Outbound, it's 20 to 25 minutes. Holland inbound, 15 to 20 minute delays from the Turnpike, as well as the 109 approach. Stay away from the Holland Tunnel outbound unless you've got about an hour to an hour and a half to spare. Once you're in the city, the Harlem River Drive remains slow from 5th Avenue down towards the Willis Avenue Bridge. And then you're going to see some more delays on the West Side Highway, northbound from 56th Street up to 96th Street. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno on AM 970, The Answer.
Okay, so the mainstream media is not going to tell you all the things this White House is doing to bring jobs back to America. So we decided to go there and tell you firsthand. Join us on Tuesday, July 25th for the Made in America Tour as our hosts broadcast live from the White House. Our own Joe Piscopo and Kevin McCullough will join Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Michael Medved, and Larry Elder as we tell this amazing story. Tuesday, July 25th. Sponsored by NN Flagmakers since 1847. AM 970. The answer.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you, even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train. Again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to reclaimnynow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians, it's time to fix the MTA. Go to reclaimnynow.org today. That's reclaimnynow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters is what I'm normally talking about. And about once a week, I have the chance to pop down to Fox News Channel and comment on various things there. And one of my favorite people in that building is my next guest. And she, besides hosting her own show on the Fox Business Channel, also frequently is playing cleanup hitter for almost every other show on the network. But that's okay. She's used to being in a lot of different environments and doing quite well at it. Melissa Francis, welcome to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thank you so much. Yes, they squeeze every dollar out of me at Fox News Channel. They figure I'm lying around. I might as well do every single show they have. And that way they get the most out of their buck. And I got a lot of respect for that.
Well, for instance, we wanted to schedule this interview last week, and they said, no, literally, she's on at 12, 2, 4, 6, and 9, or something like that. And we're like, oh, my goodness, when does she sleep? I mean, just pull a rollout in the office or something. But
I love it. I can't get enough airtime. I'm talent. That's how it goes. I'm
guilty of that as well. So I plead guilty in addition to that. Hey, listen, a lot of people don't know this if they just started watching you on the news environment. But in doing a little bit of digging, and of course, the title of the new book reveals that you were a part of one of America's most beloved television shows of all time. And I went back and I was like, which character was she? Because I was a kid that watched it growing up. I'm actually older than you, so don't feel bad about that. My sister loved that show. And I remembered when I Googled the picture, I was like, oh, that's who she was. And I just got to ask a couple of questions about that. What was it like being part of one of the most successful family dramas of all time?
You know, it was pretty amazing. I was in acting the entire time I was growing up. I did my first commercial when I was 6 months old. It was a Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo commercial. I don't remember it, but I've been paying taxes since I was 6 months old. And that certainly informs my opinion of the government, but I digress. So I did more than 100 commercials, and I was on a regular on 3 different TV shows. I was in a bunch of movies and movies for television, and I acted pretty steadily all the way up until I was 18. And then I left Hollywood. I went off to Harvard and studied economics, got away from acting to try and see if I wanted to do something totally different. And in fact, I realized that I wanted to be a journalist, and I started down that career path. But I grew up in Hollywood, and you know, I have to say, when I came to Fox News, Roger Ailes said, let me get this straight. You grew up in Southern California. You were an actor. You were surrounded by Hollywood. You then went to Harvard, you know, where all the liberals hang out, and you live in New York City, and somehow your brain didn't get corrupted somewhere along the way. How is that possible? And I said, well, it's pretty straightforward. It's because I've been paying taxes for so long, and I've looked at my paycheck and seen how much has gone off to Washington to become a, you know, victim of waste, fraud, and abuse, and that focused me pretty quickly on what I thought was wrong with this planet. And that's a, you know, big government.
We're speaking with Melissa Francis. You, if you're a Fox Business Network viewer, you know her for a long time, Money with Melissa Francis. But if you're a Fox News viewer, You frequently see her on Outnumbered, on America's Newsroom, on what's the one I'm on, Happening Now. You sometimes do that 2 o'clock hour. What do they call that now?
That's America's right, News? America's News Headquarters.
That's
it's all
right.
American something.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is, you will often see Melissa. And I noticed yesterday, in fact, I had Outnumbered on in the studio while I was prepping for yesterday's show. And I want to jump to this topic real quick because I know you love to weigh in on the stuff that's going on currently. You and Kennedy nearly came to blows with each other yesterday. I was shocked at how well. And I actually tweeted to Kennedy. I was like, hey, let her finish her statement. She's talking over. You're talking over. And I want to hear what you both have to say. But it was it had to do with the Senate health care bill. And you talked about the reinsurable part of the stuff that and I thought, you know, that is a point that no one is bringing up. And I wanted you to explain in further detail because Kennedy wouldn't let you to my audience what you were referring to.
Absolutely. So I actually write about this in the book Lessons from the Prairie, the idea that when Obamacare first came out, it was clear to me and to anyone with a brain that the math did not work, that you couldn't
right.
add a ton of people to the rolls and, you know, let them not pay for pre-existing conditions and give away their insurance to other people. And somehow all the rest of us regular families would pay $1,250 less per year per family, as President Obama promised in the New York Times. That math didn't add up. And in fact, at CNBC, when I pointed that out, I was basically told to shut up, that I was disrespecting the office of the president. But at Fox News Channel and Fox Business, they allow you to say the truth out loud. And that was that math didn't add up. Now, with the new bill, I have so much respect for Kennedy, and I understand because I'm an independent myself, and I understand her libertarian leanings and the idea that when government gets involved, they screw up everything they trust. And yes, that's true.
We all agree with that.
Yeah, right. But you have to be realistic, I think, about where we are right now. And we are not going to, in one shot right now, today, get government out of the healthcare business. It's just not going to happen. There aren't enough votes for that at this moment. And the plan that they have right now, if you try and drill down on the math of what's going on, I really believe that you kind of have to separate insurance. First of all, it's great that they're trying to send so much control back to the states. The closer you are to the control, the people that it's benefiting and serving and that are paying for it, you want them to be as close to the decisions as possible. So that's a good step in the right direction. I also think that we kind of have to separate it off into, you know, the 80% or whatever it is who really don't need a lot. They need sort of some basic coverage. You know, us regular families, you want to pay for catastrophic coverage, but it probably makes sense for you to pay for a little bit more upfront when you're going to the doctor rather than having these huge premiums and huge deductibles. That doesn't work. You know, go back to letting people have more bare bones plans who want that.
Right.
Then there's this group of people who use a ton of healthcare because they're sick. And two of the mistakes that people are making right now when they assess this is they don't like the idea of if you're off insurance and then you go back on, you have to pay a penalty to the insurance companies. Kennedy was saying that's corporate welfare. What I say is you have to look at it through the lens of if somebody's not buying insurance and then all of a sudden they buy it, it's because they're sick. And if
Melissa, isn't that just in accounting called an actuarial risk? I mean, you've kept yourself out of what they would be banking on in terms of the math, and now you're bringing your burden into the midst of the equation. It's not it's not corporate welfare. It is a very real cost.
Right, it's a real cost. Exactly. You're so smart. So that was the point I was making to her, is that when somebody pays that penalty, It's not a boon to the insurance company because they're about to cost the insurance company a bunch of money.
That's such a good point. Melissa Francis is my guest. Lessons from the Prairie is the book. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
It's raining and 70 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. A wake is being held later today for the New York State trooper killed while responding to a domestic dispute in Jefferson County. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The viewing for Trooper Joel Davis is at Fort Drum at the McGrath Sports Complex, 3 to 4 p.m. today for law enforcement officers, followed by a wake for the public. His funeral service is set for 1 p.m. tomorrow, same place. Davis was gunned down last Sunday while responding to a domestic dispute at a home in Teresa. The suspect, Army Staff Sergeant Justin Walters, is charged with killing the trooper after first murdering his own wife. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
Thanks, Sarah Lee. Ocean County authorities say that a Red Sox baseball prospect from South Jersey was not involved in an alleged drug dealing scheme. The prosecutor's office says there's no evidence any family member other than Jason Groom himself was involved with criminal activity. Groom's son, Jay Groom, was a 2016 Barnegat High School grad and is now in the minors and property of the Red Sox. His father is currently locked up on drug distribution charges after he was taken into custody earlier in the week. In sports, well, the Mets are hosting the Rockies. That first pitch is at 7:10. Yankees are in Boston. They'll take on the Red Sox. First pitch again is at 7:10. Expect some very heavy delays traveling in New Jersey on the Turnpike's Eastern Spur southbound from Interchange 17 to 15. Traffic at a standstill. Covered roadway in Jersey City near the Holland Tunnel. Disabled truck knocks out one lane. You've got delays on 22 westbound from Frelinghuysen Avenue to Fairway Drive. Traffic is at a standstill. At the GWB, upper level, 10 to 15 minute delays inbound. Lower deck is 10 to 15 as well. Lincoln inbound, 45 minutes to an hour. Outbound Lincoln, those delays are 20 to 25 minutes. Holland inbound, 15 to 20 minutes from the Turnpike, as well as 1 and 9. Outbound delays, 60 to 90 minutes. Weather for tonight, scattered thunderstorms, low 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high 88. Now you know what's going on. I'm Amy Salerno and AIM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us and so glad to have my guest, Melissa Francis, with us. She's author of Lessons from the Prairie because she got her start, in acting in the television arena that she is not now in, but the dramatic arts, if you will, and Little House on the Prairie, a big stop for her on her resume. And she also has learned a few lessons along the way, and that's what she details in this book. And it's Melissa, to be congratulated, such a great read and so many practical things. I noticed that in the book, you deal a lot with how people should be treated by other people. It's one of the things I spend a lot of time talking about on the air when we're not talking about hard news, and that is relationships matter, people matter, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of changes at Fox, and I don't know if it's okay to wander into these waters, but I was wondering, you know, What's your view of how things are going there at the big network?
I dish on Fox a lot in this book. If you're interested in the behind-the-scenes secrets here, they're all in there. And there are people around here, and maybe you can guess who they are by the way I described them, but there are people in here who abuse the makeup artist and who yell at the teleprompter operator.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
When you're abusive, I mean, when the chips are down for you,
yeah,
or the teleprompter goes out, they're not going to help you. They're not going to save you from drowning.
It's so true.
Because you've treated them badly. So it's stupid. Not only is it a bad way to live, but it's also a stupid way to live.
And this is one of the reasons, friends, why whenever a producer calls and says, can you do this hour? And I'll say, who's hosting? They say, Melissa Francis. I said, book it. I'm there. Quickly, final question topic. Chapter 8, Are You There, God? It's me, Melissa. Now, mm-hmm. I should point out that I think your name had to be Melissa to be part of the cast of Little House on the Prairie. Because you had Sue Anderson
Gilbert,
yeah. and then of course you. There were a lot of Melissas there. But
me in Ingalls, you had to be a Melissa. Yeah, it's so funny. No, faith is very important to me. And you know, growing up, I went to parochial school and I had a tumultuous childhood. I wrote about that in Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, my first book. But the constant that I had through my life was that belief in God and that ability to pray and, you know, to really ask for God's help and guidance, but to sort of lay your burdens at his feet. And, you know, when I hear people today ridicule people of faith, and we saw that so much in the last election cycle, my heart goes out to them and I feel sorry for them because I know that they don't have that support in their life. And every Sunday I take my entire family to church and we sit in that pew and the first thing I am is just overwhelmed and humbled by gratitude, by the many blessings I have in my life. And then I sort of go through and I think about my failings of that week, the times I've blared the horn at the person in front of me, the times I've been petty and jealous of somebody who got something I didn't or some opportunity at work that I didn't. And I ask for God's forgiveness for those failings. And then I hand my burdens over to him and I feel refreshed and renewed, like I've hit a restart button in my life. And you know, I leave church that Sunday with the commitment to be a better person that week. And it's such a feeling of renewal that I have cleansed myself of the things that I don't feel great about. And I've thanked God for the things that I do have. And I try and carry that. I put the little pamphlet in my purse. And I try and carry that feeling as far into the next week as I can. Some weeks I get further than others.
Right.
Some I lose my way on Monday. I try not to. But I really...
Well, that's true of all of us.
It's an important part of my life every week. And I share that in the book. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to talk about that. And as a journalist for years, you know, I didn't. Because as journalists, you tend to lose your credibility if you're a person of faith because you're admitting that you believe in something that isn't tangibly provable in front of you. And, you know, at Fox, I'm lucky enough to, you know, I can talk about faith and embrace it and not be ridiculed.
Yeah. No, that's tremendous. And I wanted to make sure because a large section of my audience would consider themselves faith-oriented people. And I wanted them to know that that's an important part of the book. Lessons from the Prairie. And friends, you got to get this book. I think it's, not only a very fast read, it's very compelling. But it's got so much practical in it that you're just going to walk away, having benefited from it in such a powerful way. And Melissa Francis, thank you so much for all that you're doing.
I know
that when you talk about, you know, the media landscape and what it was like at CNBC, I know too many of you guys at Fox, and I've had too many conversations in different places with too many of you to know that Fox has been in the past a special place. I hope it continues to be that now that the management changes have started kind of trickling down, and we'll see what happens from there.
It will. We're going to keep it that way. It will. Those of us who are here are committed to our mission. And that is that we're going to bring truth to the American people. And I know how biased the rest of the media is. And we believe in what we're doing here. We're not going to give up no matter what happens.
That is so cool.
People out there watch and listen. We are not going to give up.
That is so cool. Melissa Francis, thanks for taking some time out to be with us today.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, Michael Riedel on the town next.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train. Again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians it's time to fix the MTA. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org today. That's ReclaimNYNow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage
is... Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding or corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be very impressed, and the memories will last a lifetime. Let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. We use her around Salem Media New York all the time, and she just knows how to put that perfect touch of class to every one of our special occasions. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at lots of convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? How about a deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. So visit Fran's Touch of Class to see the range of yachts in her fleet and give her a call, find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of the services provided. Call her today and add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franstouchofclass.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM 970 The Answer. And our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM 970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-Pack Special, the Premium Pillows, the Luxury Giza Sheets, the Mattress Toppers, the Roll and Go Pillows, even the Pet Beds. And you should ask about the new Human Bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with you, have us with you on Fridays as we, you know, we're drawing the week to a close, but that means the weekend is about to kick off. And my next guest, we're glad to have back after a couple of weeks away. Although I will say, Michael Riedel, while you were off, you know, gallivanting in the south of France, wherever you were, drinking wine, enjoying the lap of the French beaches and wherever else you were at. I don't know. I'm not jealous in the least. It was a real joy to have Imogen Lloyd Webber with us last week, and she was a delight to get to interview.
Oh, yeah, no. Whenever you have Imogen on the radio, suddenly the station becomes the British Broadcasting Service. She has that wonderful, she has the wonderful kind of the dulcet tones of the BBC. But she's been a great friend of mine for a long, long time and a very accomplished entertainment reporter in her own right and knows a lot about the theater. And she was a great guest host for my show On the Town on Saturday morning when I was away. You know?
But
I can't let her do
you.
It too often. Can't let her do it too often, Kevin, because there's a bit of a, you know, there's an Eve Harrington there. She's so good, I fear I may come back and she may have seized my microphone permanently.
Yeah, well, I doubt that that's in any real jeopardy, but it was good to get to know her a little bit. Well, welcome back. You had a couple of weeks off. I'm assuming you left the south of France in as good a shape as you found it.
Absolutely, I did. You know, it was interesting because last year I was in Nice one day before that horrible guy ran the truck and ran over all those people. But I'm happy to say that France, which seems to be an ally of ours now, that Trump and Maracone seem to be getting along, but France has bounced back and they seem to have taken those awful terrorist acts in stride, and it's a country that's not panicked or not falling apart.
Yeah. Well, and they elected somebody who, while he may not be on all things ideological the way Trump is, he is very anti-terror. So, surprise when you have a couple of bad attacks, something like that happens. Hey, let's get back on the Broadway beat. You've written about a lot of things, but you've got a sneak preview of some Broadway musicals that people you say are going to fight for tickets to see. What are some of these?
Yeah, well, you know, I always try to give people a heads up before it becomes impossible to get a ticket. Like, you're trying to get a ticket to Dear Evan Hansen now. It's very, very difficult because it's become the popular show of the season. But a musical that I think is going to be a real contender for Tony Awards next year is The Band's Visit, which is a charming, charming show based on a very small but lovely movie about an Egyptian police band that somehow manages to get lost in a remote part of Israel, and they wind up in this tiny town. They have no idea where they are, and they perform for the Israelis. And it shows you that the Arabs and the Israelis, not a lot really does divide them. They're people from the same part of the world for centuries, and they can get along when you start to take the politics and the historical grievances out of it, and you substitute it with music and with art. And it's very, very funny, wonderfully written by David Yazbek, who wrote a very good musical called Full Monty. Had a small off-Broadway run last year, rave reviews from all the critics, completely sold out, and they're moving it to Broadway, and it starts up in October, and a lot of people think it's going to be the show that becomes the big little winner next year.
Huh. All right. The Band's Visit. Going to mark it down. What else is coming?
Well, we have our eye, of course, on Tina Fey. She's doing a musical, Mean Girls, based on her very, very popular movie, set in the late 90s, I believe. But I'm told from my friends who are in the show that it doesn't feel dated. And her husband, whose name escapes me for the moment, but he wrote a lot of the music for Saturday Night Live, and he's done the score, which I'm told is very
Jeff painful. Richmond.
Jeff Richmond, yeah. He's done a great score for it. And overseeing the whole production is Lorne Michaels, who, of course, is the creator of Saturday Night Live. And
right.
That show's going to be trying out in the fall down in Washington at the National Theater. They haven't announced a Broadway theater yet for the spring, but everybody thinks if it does well down there, as we suspect it will, they will be coming in the spring, and that could be a very, very hot ticket.
I bet. That seems like it would be. And Tony Shalhoub in a starring role in The Band's Visit?
Tony Shalhoub, yeah, he's in it, wonderful actor. But the one people are talking about is totally unknown, but I predict that a year from now she probably will have a Tony under her belt and will become a Broadway star. Katrina Link is her name. I saw her off-Broadway. She's absolutely sensational. It's kind of a sourpuss owner of a small restaurant in the tiny Israeli town where the band winds up. And, you know, she has her heart and her life opened up to these rather fun Egyptian policemen who, you know, play musical instruments. Heartwarming story, and she's an incredibly talented young woman.
Very, very cool. Okay, so The Band's Visit and Mean Girls, try to get the ticket in advance if you can. Real quickly, you wrote yesterday, Passing Strange, the best musical to not win a Tony, is back. People should try to get this while they can.
Passing Strange was a show that I believe opened on Broadway in 2007 or 2008. Terrific show. rock musicals, some hip-hop, but also some traditional musical theater numbers about a young man coming of age in Europe in the 1980s and finding himself going through the sex and the drugs and the rock and roll world, but coming out, putting that behind him and achieving something in life. Brilliant score by a guy named Stu, who just I thought was going to be a big Broadway force. But, you know, the show got knocked out of the box by In the Heights, which was the debut musical of one Lin-Manuel Miranda, who, of course, would go on to write Hamilton. And Passing Strange never caught on 10 years ago, but I think it was a show ahead of its time. I think now you look at Hamilton, it's got what? Hip-hop, rock music, traditional musical theater, all of those elements that audiences are willing to embrace in one show. Passing Strange had it 10 years ago. So there's a lot of talk of a revival of it. It's going to be done in Philadelphia, a lot of Broadway money behind it. So I would love to see that show come back to New York and have the success and the run that it deserves here in New York City.
Sure. Well, Michael Riedel, New York Post Broadway columnist, joins us every Friday. But he has got his own broadcast on the town Saturday mornings. Michael, we've only got 10 seconds, but what do you got on tomorrow's show?
I've got my good friend David Hyde Pierce, who's starring in Hello Dolly opposite Bette Midler. He'll be on to talk about that show and about his career in the theater and, of course, on Frasier.
Well, you definitely won't want to miss that. That's tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., only on AM 970 The Answer. Michael, welcome home. Good to have you back. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, Kevin. Thank you very much.
And read him in the New York Post, the only Broadway columnist in existence, Michael Riedel. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Final thoughts.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com. Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Delays at your crossings inbound GWB, 15 to 20 minutes on the upper level as well as the lower level. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 45 minutes to an hour now. Outbound delays are about 20 to 25 minutes. Then at the Holland Tunnel, 15 to 20 minute delays citybound from the turnpike of 1 and 9. Outbound delays at the Holland are anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes. Want to steer clear of the Holland? Best choice would probably be the outbound George. Once you get into the city, Harlem River Drive has delays outbound from Park Avenue down towards the Willis Avenue Bridge. West Side Highway southbound looks okay. It's the northbound side where bumper to bumper from 56th Street up to 96th Street. And you'll see more delays from 96th Street right on up to the 150s. Broadway currently closed, all lanes, fire department activity until further notice, and that is between 72nd and 71st Streets. Over in Brooklyn, Belt Parkway eastbound at Bay 8th Street, accident knocks out the left lane, westbound side of the belt from Cropsey Avenue to Bay 8th Street. It's slow. Now you know how not to go. I'm Amy Salerno in AIM 970, The Answer.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEANSWER.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform, and you're going to be late. Again. You're stuck in traffic for hours because you can't rely on the trains. You're missing work. It's costing you money. It's the summer of hell for commuters. And what are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. That's why you're stuck sweating on the platform. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Send Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio a clear message. Do your job. It's time to fix the MTA and put the summer of hell on ice. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org and join the fight today. Enough is enough.
This message paid for by Reclaim New York.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer.
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, this reminder, if you have not yet signed up for the $3,000 diamond and sapphire ring to win, it's an anniversary ring from my wonderful sponsor, Lord's Diamonds, and Lady Anu, who is the proprietor of Lord's Diamonds. In fact, today being the lovely bride's birthday, I did not get her a $3,000 ring today. I don't know if I should admit that, but I did not do that. But you could win one for your lovely bride by signing up. Go to my flagship station's website, am570themission.com. Click on the Lord's Diamonds banner when you see it. And it doesn't matter if you listen to us via podcast or however you listen to us. It does not matter if you're hearing me on a station other than AM 570 The Mission. You can do it as well. Just go to am570themission.com and glad to help you facilitate that. Okay, so, and when is that drawing, Alex? When are we announcing?
I believe it is July 28th. Yes.
28th. All right. So it's coming up soon. So you need to get registered if you want to try to win. It's a $3,000 diamond and sapphire ring, and it is gorgeous. Worth $3,000. You're going to love it, but you got to register for the contest. So go to am570themission.com and do that. All right. So I saw this headline in the Washington Post, and you know my feelings on the Washington Post of recent. I don't have good feelings about the Washington Post. But I was intrigued by the title. Why we're losing more people to the suites than to the streets. Two black pastors suing Coca-Cola. William Lamar, senior pastor of D.C.'s historic Metropolitan African Methodist Episcopal Church, said he's tired of presiding over funerals for parishioners who died of heart disease, diabetes, and stroke. And on Thursday, he and another pastor filed suit against Coca-Cola and the American Beverage Association, claiming soda manufacturers knowingly deceive the customers about the health risks of sugar-sweetened beverages at an enormous cost to their communities. They filed in the D.C. Superior Court on Thursday on behalf of the pastors, and the Praxis Project, a public health group, alleges that Coke and the ABA ran an intentional campaign to confuse consumers about the causes of obesity. Now, this goes on and on into this rather extensive story about what causes obesity, hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, all these diseases that high sugar content diets do in fact cause. But I'm wondering if the pastors are not addressing it completely backwards from the way they should. And this is indicative of what I've noticed sometimes when people don't take personal responsibility. We want to blame others for the choices that we make. And you say, Kev, but these diseases, these are serious. And this pastor's tired of going to these funerals. And I get all of that. But has he preached as vociferously against the consumption of sugar from his pulpit as much as he has about how he's going to take down the big commercial Coca-Cola company? See, because no matter how much Coca-Cola makes, it will never kill anybody that doesn't drink it. I'm Kevin McCullough.